direct vision of their Lord. Muhammad the Messenger, may Allah bestow blessing and peace upon him once revealed. When the destined companions of paradise enter paradise, Allah the Exalted will inquire, do you wish me to add something further to the bounties you now possess? They will reply, O Lord, have you not already illumined our faces and hearts with your purest light? Have you not invited us into your paradise and guarded us from the fire? Allah will then raise the veil from before his countenance. This direct vision of their Lord, may he be exalted and glorified, will be infinitely more precious than the gifts of paradise already bestowed upon them. Thereupon the messenger, may peace be upon him, recited this noble verse in the glorious Quran. Those who live beautiful lives of goodness are promised divine goodness and even more. This hadith comes from the transmission of the noble companion Suhaib. May Allah be pleased with him. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. That's all that matters. So it shows that in paradise too, there are differences, you know. That's why Rabia Dawiya, Rahmatullah alayhi, said, you know, I'm carrying the fire to put out, to burn paradise, because she was not interested in exactly all those bounties of paradise. All she cared about was her Lord, her beloved. And so the people of paradise, once they see the face of the beloved, they, in a sense, lose interest in all of those bounties too. So the real lovers of God are the ones who are always focused on Allah's countenance and Allah's pleasure, and not on spiritual degrees. But you could say that certainly the degrees of nearness, yes, but not as a station of honor or anything in that sense, or as something to be acquired. In fact, the real lovers are the ones who lose everything, let everything go for the sake of love, and not the ones who acquire. So they are the real fakirs, the poor ones in Allah. And this is what, as we said coming in, what the Prophet said, alayhi salam, when he said, fakri, fakri, you know, it's a beautiful, it's just two words, fakri, fakri, my poverty is my pride. So his utter emptiness before Allah and within Allah was his source of pride. So really, what is that saying? That Allah is the pride. Because if you're empty, you're filled by the beloved. And that becomes your source of pride. And so let's keep this in our heart as our guiding light. This should be our guiding light for the dervishes of this order, because our sheikhs were of this kind. They were not sheikhs of accumulation, you know, of statues, and they were true fakirs. So this is what we should aspire to also. And therefore, if someone steps on our foot, you know, we bow. Assalamu alaikum. We don't, if we feel that anger coming in ourself, or because we feel our pride is wounded, then we know that we're off. That toxin, that's the toxin right there. So, but it's okay. You know, it's okay to struggle. Path is a struggle. It's so, but we should at least know what we're aiming for. We should have our goal. And then things will finally settle. At least we'll have a direction. So the direction is the beloved and the pleasure of the beloved, the face of the beloved. So anything can happen to us in the world as long as it helps us to see that unveiling of the face. And it's like there's another hadith in here which is also very beautiful, and it's the one who's been indulged in, you know, pleasures and whatever bounties the good earth had to offer. And when that one comes, but had never tasted spiritual love. And so when that one comes to Allah, and Allah addresses that one and says, have you ever experienced any delight? And that soul will say, no, Lord, I never experienced any delight. And then will come the other soul who went, you know, who was poor, who tested and trials and were aplenty in their life, and they will come before their Lord. And Allah will say, have you ever tasted distress? And that soul will say, no, Lord, I never tasted distress. So, you know, we can understand that from the power of seeing all of a sudden the face of the beloved, so everything vanishes that was ever any difficulty? Or is it also because that one was living on the level of goodness, so that the trials were part of the, you might say, part of the soup, part of the soup of the, you know, like Ayaz, who when he ate the bitter melon, sitting next to the Sultan, and the Sultan gave him a piece of melon, and Ayaz took the melon, and it looked so delicious that the Sultan said, I want some of that too. And he took the melon and tasted it, and he spat it out instantly. And he said, Ayaz, how could you make it seem so sweet? This is horrible. And Ayaz said, but oh my master, I've only experienced goodness from your hand. So the melon was sweet to me. So alhamdulillah, this is how we should be with Allah. Exactly like that. Yeah. These are told to us so we can follow them, not just as wonderful imaginary stories. This is exactly how we should be. We should be like Ayaz with the Sultan and turn the bitterness into sweetness. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. So let's close our eyes and feel the gaze of the beloved upon us. And within us.